black and white, through the poverty program. There were experiments, hopes, new beginnings. Then came the build-up in Vietnam, and I watched this program broken and eviscerated as if it was some idle political plaything of a society gone mad on war. And I knew that America would never invest the necessary funds or energies in rehabilitation of its poor so long as adventures like Vietnam continued to draw men and skills and money like some demonic destructive suction tube.
That was Dr. King, April 4th, 1967. Tavis Smiley, it's not the speech we usually hear when referring to Dr. King.
It is the most courageous speech that Martin King ever gave in his life. And for giving that speech, he was demonized. We talk about this in our work. King, in the last poll taken in his life about his acceptance in popularity in the country, 55% of black people had turned against Martin King because of his opposition to the Vietnam War. 72% of Americans across the board had turned against Dr. King because of his opposition to the
New York Times and the Washington Post editorialized
him. They killed him.
They called him a communist.
They absolutely
basically
did.
Called him a communist.
You know? That speech is again the most courageous speech he ever gave. And there's one line in that speech, many lines, but one that always resonates with Dr. West and myself. And we talk about it in this book. We quote him in this text: "War is the enemy of the poor." That's Martin King. War is the enemy of the poor. And the two of you, given the fine work you do here on this peace report every day, you understand that. All the resources, the trillion-plus dollars we've spent in these military excursions, you can't even call them excursions now because we're now, this is the longest war in the history of this country. So it's not an excursion anymore.
Invasion, occupation.
Exactly. Without obviously an exit strategy. But think of all the money spent there that could have been spent on programs here for the poor, number one. Number two, now that we're no longer in Iraq, as we once were at least, how will that money be spent domestically that was being spent in Iraq? And since I'm talking about money and we're talking about this campaign for the White House, if Mitt Romney is going to raise, as the papers suggest, about $600 million this time around, Barack Obama last time raised $750 million and will raise more now that he's an incumbent. I'm no math major. You put those two together, you're talking $1 billion-plus. Think of how much money, what that money could be used for vis-a-vis programs in this country. But there's so much money in our politics, both parties beholden to big business and to corporate America. And that's not even mentioning all the money now being activated by these super PACs. But just think about all that money to run a campaign for the White House. And what that money could be used for, it's sickening to me, quite frankly. Well,
that was Tavis Smiley and Cornel West. They have just written their first book together, The Rich and the Rest of Us, A Poverty Manifesto. For the full interview, you can go to our website at democracynow.org. And that does it for our broadcast. Democracy Now! Is produced by Mike Burke, Renee Felser, and Monte Nermin Sheikh, Steve Martinez, Sam Alkoff, Hani Massoud, Robbie Karen, Dina Guzder, Chantal Berman, Nancy Kong, Amy Littlefield, Mike DiFilippo, Miguel Maguire, engineers. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
This is your WUSB concert billboard for Friday, April 27th. Chicago will be at the NYCB Theater at Westbury, 8 p.m. Wiz Khalifa at the Stony Brook University Sports Complex, 9 p.m. Behind Closed Doors will be at Bobby Q and Patchogue, 9 p.m. And The Band Band will be at 89 North in